You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happiness is only $10, you guys. Thank you, Jeff Bezos.
But Dickerson Pike, it's 50.
That's right.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking.
And we asked, what should Nashville's unofficial slogan be? And you have not disappointed with some of your response. Paul says the slogan should be, Nashville, where tourists dress like cowboys and locals don't. I love seeing like the woo girls, you know, barefoot walking with the boots they just bought because they can't wear them because they hurt their feet.
Because they're hard as rocks, right? Yeah, they haven't worked them in and they're just bloody.
Yeah. Bare feet on Broadway is great too.
I love the one, Michael says, you should have been here 20 years ago. Oh, isn't that perfect? Maybe in the early 2000s before like venture capitalists bought out everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, beers became 15 bucks.
Yeah. Back when we had like, you know, Margaritaville and Planet Hollywood and all that stuff downtown.
Yeah. Those authentic Nashville
places. The NASCAR Cafe. Remember that?
Just barely.
Yeah. Joni says, come to Nashville and experience what none of the locals never do.
We don't go anywhere you want to be.
Right. Perfect. Jared says Nashville, where it takes an hour to go from Nashville to Nashville.
Oh,
that is true.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeremy says, welcome to Nashville, except you Californians.
I like that. Joshua says, come to Nashville. Come thirsty, leave pregnant. I wonder if that was that left by Mike Vrabel?
Oh.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
There's an alleged suicide note from Jeffrey Epstein. I guess they uncovered it in a book in his cell. He said, dear world, I'm going to commit suicide and nobody else is involved. Please don't be suspicious of anyone named Trump or Clinton or anybody like that. It's my decision, and gee, I hope they fix the camera in my cell so nothing bad happens when it's not working.
Was that exactly what it said?
Yeah, sounds pretty legit. I don't know what it said.
I didn't read enough to tell you, even though I led the news with it.
Yes.
So if you long for that hamster habitat that you had, we called them habitrails.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Those little plastic tubes in which your hamster could run through them
and poop
underneath Nashville. We're gonna have that.
Are we? Oh,
the Boring Company has announced that the Music City Loop tunnels will have access to three different buildings on Church Street. They will be underground access to some apartment buildings and condos.
Wow.
And then they've announced another one that will have exclusive access to a very upscale Nashville condo apartment building.
Wow. So the Boring Company's doing all that.
Tunnels everywhere.
Yeah, the mole people will be very happy. They'll be able to come to the surface and say hi.
Yeah.
The president has been boasting about how well he's done on his cognitive tests, where he's able to pick out the bear amongst other animals that they show. So maybe that's why he's so popular in Gatlinburg, because there's bears all over. There was a security camera caught a bear trying to break into a store that sells cinnamon rolls in Gatlinburg.
Who could blame
him? I know. They should just evacuate the town and let the bears have it.
But who would make the cinnamon rolls?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
There's a circular logic there that I can't explain.
A solid plan until you brought that up. Former Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, now the head coach of the Patriots, thing of the rumors about the affair that he's had
with Diana Rossini, the sports reporter.
What? He said that talk is laughable.
Things keep coming out,
yeah.
Especially while he was here in Nashville.
Right, when he was coach of the Titans, still to coach here in 2021, allegedly, he and Diana Rossini, they rented a boat at
there's
Lake
no,
in Cookeville.
There's no allegedly.
Oh, okay.
The receipts are there.
We don't have to say the alleged part.
Pictures of the receipts. They signed the waivers when renting a boat together.
Right, and at this time, she was pregnant with a baby that she delivered not long after the boat trip, after the love boat trip.
2 months later.
Yeah. And named the baby Michael.
Yeah. And it was the only, just the two of them on the boat.
Yes. You're saying earlier off the air, it's laughable. I didn't say it wasn't true. It's just laughable.
How can you think, like, if you have a long-term relationship, whatever it may be, maybe it's just friends.
With benefits.
How in the world could you expect that to be private?
Yeah.
Right? To not get out. To be meeting in all these places as two people that are very high profile.
Yeah.
One, you're one of 32 people that have that job in the world.
And the head coach in the NFL, yeah.
And the other one is on TV, podcasts, and is a famous reporter.
Yeah.
So how they expected to keep this under wraps, I have no idea. They did try out in Putnam County in Cookeville, where they rented the boat.
Yeah.
According to the people that saw them there on the dock and rented them the boat, that they asked that no pictures be taken.
Right.
Mike Vrabel finally relented and agreed to take one picture, but asked
some
them
fans,
not to post it.
Right.
Anywhere.
So now it's available. Now there's a picture you can see of Mike Vrabel, just his head, and everyone else is blurred out.
Right. That was probably the agreement with TMZ.
Yeah. Is
you can have the picture, but I don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
But it's the story that doesn't go away.
It's
like,
tough.
What's the next thing going to be?
I know. It's tough having an affair if you're famous. The Woody and Jim Show, we are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of your life, eradicated, obliterated, or a word like that. You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. Stepping into the octagon now, for the ladies, we have Ann in Nashville. For the guys, we have Justin in Murfreesboro. Good morning, you guys.
Welcome.
We have a Get Acquainted question to kind of limber up with.
Start with you, Ann. Where are you most ticklish?
Well, my sides are super ticklish, and if you tickle me, I will knock you down.
So I'm going to give you the information, but don't you dare. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Justin, what about you? Where are you most ticklish?
I mean, I'm no biologist, but I'm going to say it's the place where I think it's my liver.
Okay.
Right around your liver.
All right. Yeah.
I love it.
Some of that, you know, the inner goop stuff that you have in your body.
Stop using that technical language. We don't understand.
That's right.
Okay. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right. Multiple choice is how we start, Anne. In the original Top Gun movie, was Maverick's rival pilot, you know, his nemesis, was he known as Striker, Iceman, or Bulldog?
Iceman
is right.
Ends up 1-0. Justin, here's your first question. The annual Met Gala, they have that in what city? New York, Los Angeles, or London?
I'm going to pick New York.
New York is right.
That's right. Very good.
All
okay. And Jake Paul is a boxer. His brother Logan is involved in what other sport?
Gosh. I'm going to say mixed martial arts.
No.
Is that right?
No, it's kind of adjacent to that, but he's a wrestler. He does fake sports.
Okay. All right, here's a chance to go in the lead. Justin, Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams famously kiss in the rain in what classic chick flick?
Is that Sweet Home Alabama?
It's not Sweet Home Alabama. No, it's The Notebook.
The Notebook. Okay, we're tied up. Let's see. We can see what happens in the last set of questions. And what color is the star on every bottle of Heineken beer?
Green?
No. Bottle is green. Okay. The star is red. So that's tough. Okay.
Justin, you can win it if you get this right. Nick and Drew Lachey were members of what famous boy band?
Let's use a screw.
Okay, using the screw.
This will decide it.
All right, one way or the other.
And do you know it?
Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet
it's
Boys.
It's not the Backstreet Boys.
No, it was 98 degrees.
And Justin wins.
Justin, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Wow, I like it.
Good battle, you guys.
You settled it with the screw. And Justin, you got tickets to go see Bush coming up next Friday.
Nice.
Congratulations. Totally hits 93.3. So I got to figure out how to persuade my wife to want a griddle grill, one of those black stones.
Oh, yeah.
I need to convince her that she wants that for Mother's Day.
Because you want one.
Right.
So you have to convince her.
I don't have money to spend on Mother's Day stuff and the Blackstone griddle.
Because those are actually pretty pricey, aren't they?
And I found that there's a good deal.
Yeah.
Right? So I found one for like $299.
Really?
It's a really good one.
That's
like
not bad.
It's a big one.
Yeah, my son has one of those. I'm envious. He actually does everything on it.
Our grill died at the end of last summer, so we got rid of it. So we've had no grill. We've been unable to cook things outside.
Mm.
But I don't know if she wants one or she cares, but she does want Mother's Day stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I got to figure out how do I make her, how do I incept her with the idea that she wants a Blackstone griddle for Mother's Day? If anybody has any tips.
Think about all the time you'll save in the kitchen, making dinner, you know, and heating up the kitchen in the summer months when it's hot outside and inside.
Now, who wants their house to smell like food?
Yeah.
Cooking, baking food.
It'd be much better to do it outside, you know, and that way you can just, you know, stay indoors in the air conditioning and then go out and cook real quick and then come back in.
Maybe I play loud music she doesn't like whenever I cook. Now, this is something I should have done for a while.
You could have set this up for months.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking of it now that she says, okay, well, if he had a grill outside, he wouldn't be bothering my ears inside.
He might just have, you know, like headphones on or something.
I'm just spitballing here. I'm coming up with blanks.
This reminds me of one of the first episodes of The Simpsons back in the day when it was, I think, Mother's Day or Marge's birthday, where Homer gave her a bowling ball that actually had his name on it. It said Homer. Because his theory was, well, if you don't want it, I'll take it. So that may be what you have to do.
I mean, there is a history of that happening with my wife.
Yeah.
Like, she has bought me stuff that she wanted.
Uh-huh.
Like,
well, there.
There was, I think it was Father's Day last year. She gave me, do you ever see those things advertised that cut up your Amazon boxes? They're just like, they're like
a little chainsaw almost.
Scissors.
Kind of,
And I remember one time she showed me that. Like an ad on Instagram or something. Look at that. Isn't that great for cutting up all the boxes?
And you ended up getting that for Father's Day?
Yeah.
Your birthday?
Father's Day.
Father's Day?
Yeah. Now,
so the precedent has been set. So I think you're going to be okay.
I'm the only one. It's not like she's doing it to make her life better. Because I'm the only one that breaks up boxes.
Oh.
Otherwise, they'll sit on the dining room table for months.
Oh, yeah.
Open, empty.
Yeah. Like half of my garage is Amazon boxes.
Yeah. So it did make my life easier.
Yeah.
But, you know, giving somebody the thing to help them with the chore, is that a way of saying I want to make your life better or I want you to do that chore forever?
So help Jim out if you can by texting an idea of how he might convince his wife that the Blackstone Grill is for her and not him.
Yes.
615-553-0933. Anything would be helpful. Woody and Jim in the morning totally hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. We're in some uncertain times right now. There's a lot of stress going on in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we all need some more dopamine. Now, research tells us that only about half of our audience are scientists. So for the rest of you, I'll mention that dopamine is a hormone that your brain, you know, creates. It's called the feel-good hormone.
Yeah.
It gives you energy and happiness. And how do you get more dopamine into your life? Well, there's things like your exercise and eating right. They say foods like chicken, eggs, dairy, avocado, they are tyrosine-rich foods.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
And it helps, you know, with your dopamine production. Also, regular exercise. No, it's not going to happen. sufficient sleep 7 to 9 hours a night. Well, that's not going to happen.
So far, we're coming up goose eggs here.
Yeah, so what can I do to get more dopamine in my life? I was on Amazon.
Oh, buy something. Yes.
And I found these. They were $10. So I thought, oh, what the hell? I'll give them a try.
What are they?
They're dopamine patches that you put on your body. They're little stickers that somehow they say releases dopamine into your bloodstream to make you a happy, wonderful person. So I figured, well, what could it do? What harm could it do?
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
My theory. So I bought them.
Why don't you open them up and stick one on your body?
I have one on me now.
You're wearing one.
Oh, see?
Oh, okay.
I have stickers on me. Oh,
you have three of them.
I have three of them. Why are you deliriously happy? I figure it's a stressful day. I need three of them. And I don't know. I'm in a pretty good mood today. I don't know if it's because of the dopamine patches or if it's just because I'm in a good mood for some other reason. But
they kind of look like stickers somebody would be giving out, like for free.
That's what I think. I opened it up, and I was suspicious. The first thing I thought of is like, are these just repurposed happy face stickers from Walmart that you get from the 85-year-old door greeter? It's like they look like.
if you squint, you can see I just voted behind these supposed medical stickers.
That's what they should do. They should make you happy because you voted. Your vote won't count if you're not a Republican, but go ahead. Have fun.
All right. So just for $10,
you can
stick these on your body.
Yeah.
How many do you get?
You get 30 of them in a pack. And when we leave today and have to go into Nashville traffic to Murfreesboro, I'll probably put it on the rest of the pack. I'll just have them lined all over my body.
$10 for...
For snake oil.
You mean unlimited happiness?
Yes. Wow. I didn't know. Happiness is only $10, you guys. Thank you, Jeff Bezos.
But Dickerson Pike, it's 50.
That's right. Just like downtown. Earlier on Facebook, we asked you, what should the unofficial slogan of Nashville be?
Love Eddie's, especially this time of year. He says, Nashville, enjoy four seasons in one day. Facts.
Justin just piped in on Facebook saying, come for the music, stay because Waymo is blocking traffic. That is true. Hearing more and more things about they're just stopping in the middle of intersections.
So
just
many
whatever.
Videos.
Yeah, and you can't get mad. It's just a computer.
Right. I guess they're talking about giving them tickets now. Like,
okay.
That eventually Google has to pay a ticket.
I love that. I hope that does happen. That would be great.
Since they own them. Naresh says... Nashville's unofficial slogan should be California's millionaire tax shelter.
Eddie says, Nashville, we have no more soul to give or to sell. I'm sorry. Wow, that sounds.
Yeah, we don't give it away for free.
Yeah, yeah.
We sold it.
Yeah, we sold it to corporations. Yeah. Let's take away all the things that used to make Nashville Nashville.
Exactly.
And replace them with neon signs.
Shannon, this feels so personal, like something she witnessed 10 minutes ago on her way to work. Shannon says, Nashville, we're driving under the speed limit, and on your phone in the left lane is standard practice. It's like she's complaining about one specific thing.
And probably, yeah, you're in the far left lane with your left hand turn signal on. Right. Time like that. Feeling good, like I should. All right, another example of how animals are so much better than people. Yes. Enid, Oklahoma, where they get a lot of tornadoes. Percy and Penny are the pet goats of the family, the Sloan family. I guess they had a big tornado coming, so they have a storm shelter, as a lot of people do in farm areas.
Gotta, yeah.
Yeah, if you've seen Twisters, you know, they happen every 5 minutes.
It's true.
They went to the shelter, and I guess, they realized, you know, hopefully the goats were okay, but they didn't know what their future was going to be.
There was glass shattering. We could hear bricks falling, yeah. And our cellar door dented in, and we just knew that it was bricks that had fallen from the wall.
So they were trapped inside their own storm shelter. I guess help did arrive, and they wondered, I wonder where we can find these people. Where do we dig?
And he says, when we came around the back of the house, your goats were standing on the pile of bricks, and we were pretty sure that's probably where the cellar was.
So they were able to find the goats, found them, and said, hey, dig here.
That was, the way they just alerted rescuers.
There
this is
go.
The spot.
There's hero goats for you.
These goats are the goat.
The goat goats.
If you want to see a picture of the goat and watch a video of the story, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or you can go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
You know that it's the 24th year for American Idol?
The
24th season.
It was like right at the early part of the century.
I know.
And it was... I mean, that came out around the time, like, Survivor and all the other reality shows.
Survivor is, like, exploded. In their 50th season, but they do, like, multiple seasons.
Yeah, they do them in the round. Yeah.
but the top three of American Idol are going to be performing on Monday night. Is the big finale, and Jordan McCullough from Murfreesboro, a Oakland High School graduate. They had a parade for him at the square in Murfreesboro yesterday. It was a small parade.
It was raining.
It was raining. There was horses. There was marching bands wearing ponchos.
kind of a weekday afternoon parade is kind of hard to get people out. People work and stuff like that.
Especially because it was 4 in the afternoon.
Right.
And then right after that, they jetted over to the Richard Siegel Soccer Park in Murfreesboro. And there's an indoor soccer field in that facility. And it was raining, so they did a concert in there.
That's
5 o'clock. You know, a convenient time for everybody.
Right after all the seniors go to dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I wish him luck. He's a very talented guy.
He is. He's very good, and he'll be on Monday night, the finale. So vote for him if you'd like. What are we doing the rest of the day? We're doing kind of the same thing today.
Yeah, we're going to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital to play bingo with the kids.
Nice. It's always fun.
Love that place. Love the people that work there. Yeah. They are special, and we are lucky to have them.
Yeah. After that, I think I may go grab late lunch at Chipotle, since they say they don't stop you if you keep asking for more.
I want you to keep asking until your throat is so dry that just little air noises are coming out.
Fill me with cilantro. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. We'll have Gender Wars. If you want to play, 615-553-0933 is our text line. You can text us your info.
We got Bush tickets to give away for that.
Yeah, we also have one more day of the Eagles tickets to give away. So we're just handing stuff out like it's a free garage sale tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.